I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 983, Loving Well on Social Media. It's never easy to love well, but loving others on social media presents its own set of challenges. I mean, you can slam people almost anonymously. You can slam people without knowing them. You can slam people without being in their presence. I'm not on Facebook for a lot of reasons, but one of them is because of the caustic nature and political fights that often take place there. In this world today, if we're going to love well, we better figure out how to do it on social media. Today, I've got some help for us. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us our mission on planet Earth is to love God every moment of every day with everything we've got. In other words, to have Jesus, who is love incarnate, live his life of love in and through our lives. Paul Tripp is a pastor and an author of several award-winning books. In a recent blog, he gives seven commitments. Now hear that. Seven commitments that we need to make before we share anything on social media. I want to share those commitments with you. See which one hits you today. Number one, I will treat every person with respect no matter what. Okay, that would be a game changer if we just did that. Number two, I will intentionally do no harm to no one. Number three, I will take seriously the experiences of others. Notice he didn't say that you have to like their experiences or agree with their interpretation of their experiences. It just means that you will hear it and not dehumanize them because of it. Number four, I will respond to differences with appreciation and grace. You know, God calls us to unity, not uniformity. Not everyone has to be exactly like us. Number five, I will look on others with sympathy, not apathy or antipathy. Do you love those you think are lost or dead wrong on the issues that you feel so strongly about? You see, giving grace isn't about them earning it. We give it because God has given it to us. Number six, I will require myself to remember that other people are image bearers. In other words, we see them not as Hitler incarnate. We don't label them as monsters. We see them as people. And number seven, I will think of no one as beyond redemption. You know, at Highline, we have sung a song that says there's no story that he can't redeem. Everyone has a story, and God is great and big enough to redeem anybody's story. Do you believe that? If so, let's treat people like we do. Here's the great question. Which of those seven commitments is the hardest for you to honor? And why do you think that's so? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Almighty Father, you have given me a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. I dishonor those blessings each time I give in to petty jealousies or take part in slanderous talk. That's not the person I want to be, and it's certainly not the person you formed me to be. Oh, Most High God, strengthen my resolve to use my words to build up others and to spread your peace. All glory to you, Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 984, and in the meantime, Tripp concludes his blog with these words. It is not our nature for us to love our enemies. It's not our nature for us to speak with words of grace to those who oppose what we know to be true. It's not natural for me to treat someone with respect whose lifestyle God says is immoral. Sinful anger is easier for me than righteous anger. So I am again confronted with the fact that I am a person in need of help, and I suspect that you are too. That help is ours for the asking because of who Jesus is and what he's done. Why don't you reach out for that help right now as you think about engaging in social media? You know, I appreciate Tip's article, and I hope those seven commitments will help you as you navigate the world of social media to the extent that you feel comfortable and led to. Social media is not going to go away, and the light of the gospel needs to be presented there too. It's just that some of us are pretty dim bulbs at times in that space. Dolores Smith challenges us. Social media has changed the way we communicate, giving people an unprecedented platform to influence one another. What hasn't changed is God's expectation of us as followers of Christ, whether we're offline or on. Remember this the next time you log on to your social media account and are tempted to be anything other than an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, may God show us what it looks like for each of us to be loving well on social media.